Security threats, they are more of a problem for today's organizations than ever before. Not only are they increasing in sophistication and in frequency, but they also have a whole host of targets, everything from traditional desktop PCs to smartphones and tablets to the web apps that we're using. Attacks use many of these gateways and more to gain access to mission-critical information. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you on our podcast today. Pleased to have Steve Nardone on board, Security Practice Director with PC Connection. Steve is here to talk about the security services and solutions offered by PC Connection. He's going to discuss how to develop and implement a rock-solid security management plan and how to choose the right IT partner to help protect your most valuable assets. Steve, appreciate it, sir. Thank you for taking time and joining us.
Great to be here, James.
I'm going to slap on you the security expert title. I know that you've covered security for a long period of time. It's been part of your living, breathing workday here. A lot has been changing, I can only assume, from the days you first started to where we find ourselves today.
The whole threat landscape has changed so dramatically over the last several years, let's say 3 to 5 years. And what IT security professionals are faced with has changed radically in the area of threats and attacks and things that they need to worry about. And I've been in the business for 34 years. I started my background working in the DoD and intelligence community. So I've kind of seen just about everything you can expect to encounter in the security business, both on the government side and the commercial side as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the threats, especially that last kind of 3 to 5 years where we have seen a great evolution and change in the threats that are out there. What do you see now as maybe let's take the top 2 or 3 major threats facing organizations today?
The whole approach has changed. So let's talk about that for a couple of minutes. You know, one of our favorite sayings in the security business was, if you built an environment that was crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside, you were safe, right? Sort of the same type of concept. You think about the castle and the moat, right? Put the moat around the castle, throw the alligators in the moat, and you're protected. Nobody can infiltrate or penetrate your environment. And that whole concept has changed because of the way business process has changed. The standard threats that we're faced with today in the area of phishing, spear phishing, and social engineering, and just the vast amount of use of the internet from a business process perspective, where people are constantly going out and using tools out on the internet, the capability to bring something bad into your environment without the user really knowing is just tremendous. So, you know, as an IT security professional, you've got to worry about your standard user using their standard computer, accessing the internet, or being subject to a phishing email attack that can really wreak havoc in an environment.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you feel in your conversations with other security pros out there that organizations, that individuals are overlooking these days, something that's kind of creeping up on people that is either a major threat now or will be, again, that's not on a lot of folks' radar?
From a threat perspective, you know, again, and threat changes, right, the cyber criminals out there are spending a lot of time always trying to keep, you know, several steps ahead of any type of protection strategy that may be out there in the business. So, you know, one of the things that you need to be worried about is that full threat life cycle. And that's one of the key things that we're focusing on at PC Connection is the concept of protection, detection, and reaction. It's a strategy that was actually developed many, many years ago, you know, part of an information warfare strategy that the government put together. And what you need to do with this strategy is make sure that you're covering all three of those very critical pillars or security tenets in the area of protecting your information and your assets and your people, having the ability to be able to detect when bad things may be going wrong in your environment, and most importantly, having the capability to be able to react and react in a way that is very well organized, structured, and sophisticated to counteract these sophisticated threats. And I think most companies today are in the mode of the sort of set it and forget it protection mode, right? They believe they can go out and they can buy technology and put it in their environment. And by doing that, they're safe. And they ignore the detection and the reaction piece of the business, which is, you know, constant vigilance, always worrying about what's going on in your environment, reacting to things that may be indicators of compromise in your environment, which is really significant to make sure that over the entire threat lifecycle, they're keeping themselves safe and secure.
Well, Steve, to that point, if a lot of organizations are focusing just on the protect and the detect and react are not quite high enough on their radar. Is that then where kind of the services and solutions from PC Connection come in? That goes above and beyond what many organizations can and are able to do and are doing right now?
You know, overall, our strategy is to, and any service that we're putting together, is to make sure that we are focusing on that complete threat lifecycle. Any solution that we're going to talk to any customer about is going to cover all of those three very critical tenets: protect, detect, and react, so that when we advise a customer on risk, right, and it all starts with discover as part of our overall, you know, security lifecycle or roadmap, identifying what the risks may be and helping a customer prioritize those and address those, we also need to focus on, okay, now that you've done the snapshot and time analysis of what your risk is, you prioritized it, you know what you need to do to fix it, what are you going to do over time to make sure that you're constantly on top of that? And that's the detection and the reaction piece, leading to a managed service, right, which is really what we're talking about, is the ability to be able to identify your policies, document your policies and controls, and make sure over time that you're managing your ability to comply with those policies and controls.
Let's break down kind of three major service areas here over the next couple minutes as we chat here, Steve. Starting with, obviously, getting to know where you are in terms of security. So security assessment and penetration testing, that's kind of where you start with a lot of customers.
Exactly right. And one of the things I've learned over the many years as a security professional is the first thing you need to do is you need to understand what your risk is in your environment. Whatever types of assets or applications or services that you're managing, you need to have a very good idea of what your security risk associated with all of those is. And, you know, you take a step back and talk about threat for a minute, right? What threat are you trying to protect against? Is it the possibility of an external attack in your environment? Is it the possibility of a user doing something in an inappropriate way or even, as an accident in your environment? How do you compensate for that? But you need to be thinking about your overall risk. In order to manage risk, you have to first understand that. And that really comes from the discover piece of our process, which is doing a full security assessment of your environment, and it can be targeted against a compliance-related area like PCI or HIPAA. But it's understanding from an overall end-to-end perspective what your risk is by doing a very detailed security assessment that can include penetration testing, right? Very sophisticated attack-based or ethical hacking-based testing against your environment to help the owner of risk understand where they are in the risk cycle. Do they have risk that is unacceptable to them? Do they have risk that is acceptable to them? How do you define that? How do you prioritize that? How do you educate them on that? And how do you get that risk owner on board with what they need to do to be able to mitigate and manage that risk over time?
And Steve, in the assessment, that's going to be looking, I've got to believe, at everything, right? We're looking at the entire castle and moat system, wireless networks. We're looking at the data center. We're looking at all the endpoints. I mean, really a comprehensive overview of everything going on where threats could get into our organization.
That's correct. And so really the focus needs to start with where does data exist, right? So you think about today's IT organizations, or you think about today's enterprise, data can exist anywhere to include on bring your own device, the cloud, inside data centers, in disaster recovery or business continuity level locations for being able to manage data over time. So you really have no idea over the course of the entire enterprise where that data may exist. So first you need to do is you need to understand where all the data exists, and then you talk about or you figure out how the users access that data. And that can include wireless. Again, it can include people having their own personal devices where they're trying to gain access to applications. In some cases, could be critical applications in your enterprise. Users inside the environment, it across the board, it gets very complicated very quickly.
Wasn't this a lot easier in the 80s when there was like one big old computer in one big old room?
One mainframe in a room while the data was in one location. You could wrap your arms around it, right? In today's IT world, it's really difficult to wrap your arms around what I've always defined as that security domain, right? You draw a big red circle around everything that's part of the enterprise, all the assets where all the data exists, and you say, this is what I need to protect. It's really difficult to do that in today's business world.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge, the image I have in my head was working with another security pro, and it was a big amoeba, right? I mean, it's just, it's a ever-changing circular type of form around everything you have to protect. It's not just that one little circle over that one little room saying, hey, protect this and we're good. So, all right. So, hey, we do the assessment. We follow that up then. Kind of step two is a security program and policy development, working to figure out now what are we going to do and put in place.
That's correct. So, you know, now that you've understood your risk and you have an idea of what your risk is in the environment, right, you always have to measure that risk against your security program and your security policy. So we hope when we talk to a customer that they have a very solid security program. Talking about is the, you know, the ISO 27001 type model, right, where you're looking at organization, you're looking at physical security, you're looking at access control, you're looking at business continuity and compliance requirements. But you have a full, well-documented, well-defined security program from end to end. And then your policies, right? Do you have authentication policies for how users gain access to systems? Do you have policies on how physical documents are actually protected in the environment? Do you have policies associated with how assets are managed and hardened and controlled from an IT perspective? So all of these things are really, really important. And if a customer doesn't have that level of sophistication or complexity in their program and policy, then PC Connection is ready, willing, and able to work with them with very rich procedures and policy background and highly qualified people that we can come in and really help the customer nail down those two pieces.
And the third part here then is you get the policies in place, you've already done the assessment. It's time for the managed security services.
Correct. And so you think about managed security, and I think there's a misunderstanding about the value of managed security services in our world today. I think a lot of people, when they think about MSS and MSSPs, what they think about is, I can put a monitor on a firewall, I can put a monitor on a server, I can put a monitor on endpoints, and if things pop up that are security related, I have the capability to be able to react to those, so I can have both monitoring and management in my environment. And what they miss, again, is that critical component of overall lifecycle risk management. What you really want to focus on from a managed security services perspective is, what policies and controls am I trying to ensure in my environment that I'm keeping at the appropriate level, whether or not it's a PCI-based or a HIPAA-based or whatever it happens to be, and what can I do from a monitoring and management perspective to ensure over time that I'm adhering to those compliance requirements. And those types of capabilities are readily available in today's MSSPs. So you think about, you know, somebody worrying about, am I PCI compliant? And what they typically think about is, I've got to do an annual audit, I have to do quarterly scans, whatever it happens to be. But why not say there are a set of PCI controls, and day over day, month over month, year over year, I know where I stand in relation to those compliancy controls because I'm monitoring and managing those on a daily basis.
Hey, Steve, that's going to be a great place for us to wrap up today's part of our conversations. Folks, for all of you, if you do want to learn more about protecting your organization's valuable assets, or if you want to learn more about how a security assessment can help you meet your needs in today's ever-changing data security landscape, then contact an account manager today. If you would like to learn more, you can also go online to pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014. And if you would like to send an email, pretty simple. It is connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.